This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Sounds Choral. I'm Gabriel Crouch, Director of Choral Activities at Princeton University, and today I'm going to be delving into the manifold glories of Russian choral music. If you're familiar with any Christian liturgy, you'll know that most of them are strongly associated with singing. But no liturgy is defined by the intoned human voice, quite like those of the Eastern Orthodox churches. In fact, the spoken word is entirely absent from the Russian liturgy, lacking as it does the element of spiritual theatre endowed by the solemn chants of the Znameni, Kievan, Valaam and other chant traditions. You've just heard a typical example of Znameni chant, the most ancient of the living chant traditions in Russia, sung to the text Glagole Semione, or Simeon Cried Out, performed by the choir of the Valaam Singing Culture Institute and directed by Igor Ushakov. Like all the Russian liturgical music we're looking at today, it was sung in Church Slavonic, the liturgical language of the Orthodox Church. And of course, there's something else in the sound which makes it immediately recognisable as Russian Orthodox, isn't there? The rich and gravelly low bass voice. But that was nothing. Just listen to this.
Thank you.
What an Extraordinary Sound. That's an iconic work by the composer Pavel Cesnokov, Ne otvergi mene, Do Not Reject Me in My Old Age, which contains a famous solo for a basso profundo, or octavist. It was performed by the Orthodox Singers Male Choir, conducted by Georgi Smirnov. And you heard three legends of Russian octavism on the solo line: Viktor Kuchinov, Boris Chepikov, and Yuri Vishnyakov. There is, in fact, a vast wealth of choral music associated with the Russian Orthodox liturgies, dating all the way back to the 16th century and evolving more or less uninterrupted until the sudden decline in the church's fortunes which accompanied the Bolshevik rebellion in 1917. Just 2 years before this point, the tradition had enjoyed its greatest moment with the unveiling of Sergei Rachmaninoff's peerless All-Night Vigil, Opus 37, which itself was the summation of a half-century golden age for choral music in Russia. We'll be discovering that great work in more detail later on. Though many of the important figures of this golden age for Russian music are little known to the casual music consumer, the impetus for this era is commonly credited to one of Russia's most beloved, Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. His large-scale choral setting of the Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom, the most commonly heard of the four main liturgies of the Russian Church, brought a new performance aesthetic to the introverted mysticism of the liturgy. The Lord's Prayer, Otche Nasz, that forms part of Tchaikovsky's Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom, performed there by the USSR Ministry of Culture Chamber Choir and conducted by Valery Polyansky. Russian music at this time was heavily influenced by Germany, and Tchaikovsky's concerted and groundbreaking effort to bring the sound of the Russian chant tradition to his work was not to everyone's taste. But Tchaikovsky's exalted status among the generation he inspired, the so-called Moscow School or Synodal School, was sealed not only by his artistry but by his acumen. For thanks to his celebrity and the influence of his publisher Jurgenson, he was able to secure commercial success with much of his choral work. So followed a generation of professional composers who brought to the Russian church the music of the world outside, fusing the solemn antiquity of Orthodox chant with the emotional ferment of late Romanticism. With any significant artistic movement, its full realization is dependent upon the agents who present it, and Russian choral music's golden age needed singers worthy of its ambition. This was the moment for the Moscow Synodal Choir and a succession of brilliant directors to embrace the new music and bring it to a wider public. All the major new works of the day, including those of Tchaikovsky and Rachmaninoff, were premiered in Moscow by the Synodal Choir, and in this crucible, the modern Russian sound, that dark, rich tone colours and, yes, those supernaturally low basses, was created. The synodal sound provided the model for a tradition now embraced by much of Eastern Europe, and propelled the evolution of the synodal school forward just as surely as the primordial chanting of the Orthodox priests pinned it to the past. The choir itself was dissolved in 1919 after nearly 200 years of singing, but was revived at the very end of the last century to reclaim its place at the high table of fine Russian choirs. the wonderful music of Nikolai Golovanov there, his Weep Not For Me, Mother, performed live by the reformed Moscow Synodal Choir and conducted by Alexei Puzakov. Up until this point, we have only heard Russian choirs, and those of you with choral experience won't need me to tell you that these distinctive choral colours level serious challenges for any Western choir attempting to breathe the appropriate gravity into music of this ilk, though it is a challenge worth facing for the rewards it offers. And we shouldn't assume that it comes easily even to those who specialise in it. Indeed, Western choral directors can console themselves by recalling the reaction of the director of the Moscow Synodal Choir in 1915, whose name was Nikolai Danilin, upon first seeing the score for Rachmaninoff's All Night Vigil. He said, "Where on earth are we going to find such basses? They are as rare as asparagus at Christmas." On the evolutionary journey which begins with Tchaikovsky and ends with Rachmaninoff, there are many greats of the Synodal School whose music deserves spending much more time with than this show allows. Pavel Chesnokov, Vasily Kalinnikov, Alexander Kastalsky and Alexander Gretchaninov, among many others. We've heard from Chesnokov already, but I'd love to play you one more piece of his to counterbalance all the bass-heavy music you've heard so far and prove that upper voices can get some love with this repertoire as well. And be warned, this is an entirely different choral sound. A thoroughly Western choral sound there, in the music of Pavel Chesnokov. That was Svietye Tihi, Gladsome Light, for eight-part women's choir, performed by Tenebrae and conducted by Nigel Short. And while we're with that choir, let's hear music from another of the synodal greats, Alexander Gretchaninov, performed again by Tenebrae, but this time on a larger scale. This is Nynye Otpushayeshi, Now the Powers of Heaven, which heavily features the sound of probably the leading British octavist, Adrian Peacock. Thank you. One of the leading American professional choirs has recently released a triumphantly successful recording of Russian music, Conspirare, conducted by Craig Heller-Johnson. Here they are, performing two short settings of Znameni Chant by Alexander Kastalsky, Today the Virgin, and As Many Have Been Baptized. The sound of Conspirare there, and as a special treat, I'll be playing an astonishing example of American octavism at its finest from that recording at the end of this broadcast. But it's time to spend a short while with Rachmaninoff's All Night Vigil. This is not just Rachmaninoff's crowning achievement in choral music, it's one of the most important works in Russian music history. The composer declared it his favourite work and left instructions for the fifth movement to be performed at his funeral. In all, 9 of the 15 movements of the vigil are based upon chant, and the remaining 6, though freely composed, are undeniably chant-like. Rachmaninoff referred to them as conscious counterfeits of the real thing, with very simple, gently undulating melodies and very few intervallic leaps. It's easy to understand why this work met with such deep appreciation within the Russian Church. Whilst the entire work is sometimes referred to as the Vespers, it is in fact only the first six movements which properly adhere to that label, and they serve as a wonderful set of pieces by themselves, ending with the beloved choral staple Bogorodice Dievo, which in a proper liturgical performance would be followed by a dimming of lights before the ensuing Matins section begins. We're going to hear a pair of movements now from the same recording, and they form together the conclusion of the opening Vespers section. We begin with the fifth movement, Nynie Otpushayeshi, Now the Powers of Heaven, which was said to be the composer's favourite, and is notorious for a descending scale in its concluding measures, which calls on the low basses to reach into the subterranea for a bottom B-flat. That was the moment when the aforementioned Danilin uttered those famous words about asparagus. And this is followed by the sixth movement, Bogorodice Dievo, the Nunc Dimittis. There are so many wonderful recordings of this work for you to enjoy, but I think it's best if we head back east, this time to Ukraine, to revel in the fierce, surging sound of the National Academic Choir of Ukraine, conducted by Yevhen Savchuk. Thank you. At the very end of the work, after considerable exertion by the choir, I must say, Vzbranoe Vojevode celebrates the arrival of the first hour at the end of Matins. This is the Akathist hymn, so-called because the congregation stands throughout. Akathistos means without sitting in Greek. You'll notice that even though it's the end of the piece, Rachmaninoff instructs the choir to end softly, just as he does for all 15 movements of the vigil. You can see that Rachmaninoff's preference is for the needs of the liturgy over a concert hall-derived notion of a big finish. Here's the National Academic Choir of Ukraine again. And the end of the Rachmaninoff All-Night Vigil brings us to the end of this broadcast. I'll leave you, as promised, with the American choir Conspirare's version of Chesnokov's Ne odvergi mene, Do Not Reject Me in My Old Age, featuring the American octavist Glenn Miller.
Oh.
Sounds Choral is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network. I'm your host, Gabriel Crouch, and the producer is David Ozenberg. You can listen to any recent Sounds Choral programmes by going to our website, wwfm.org, and clicking on Classical and Webcasts. You can also support programming like this with a donation in membership at our website. Thanks so much for listening. Sounds Choral is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and wwfm.org.